Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God, the living God, has given us another day to treasure, to be a blessing. And I thank you for all the time you give us to be a soul, be a blessing to people, and help people see Him and enjoy the process of life. I love God and I love His ways. I don't just love God because it's right. I love Him as a person. And I'm very thankful for all that He does for me. God is good, folks. I have found Him to be good. One of the Psalms said, "Taste and see that the Lord is good." Well, I came to the end of myself and I finally trusted Jesus. And then I started living. And I appreciate life. To me, preaching is not work. Preaching is a privilege to honor God. It's a privilege to express the love I found in Him. And when I see people shy away from the things of God, it kind of breaks my heart because they're shying away from their very own potential in Him. And the world did them like that. If people knew firsthand what God was like, they wouldn't run from it. They would consider life, and most people would honor Him. And I love God. The things that's wrong is anti-life. It doesn't always look like it. Death doesn't always look like death. But death is death no matter how it's dressed up. No matter how you fix it up, dress it up, speak it up, make it look like it's still death. In the days that I was tempted, it was hard for me to see. I knew it was wrong, and I knew it was death, but I was tempted with it. And I wanted to break that curse. And I call it a curse because at that time, it looked like it was stronger than me. It looked like it was. I remember thinking that I would fall one day. And the Lord blessed me to overcome. And I'm so glad that He did. I appreciate the things of God. I love Him. He helped me win. And I see life totally different than I did when I started out. I'm growing stronger and stronger, and it's real. And when I'm in negative situations, look like I'm going to fail, look like things are not working, I just look at the Lord. And then I see everything as it really is. His word helped me do it. As I pay attention to receive the word of the Holy Spirit, what He's speaking to me personally and through others, it helps me have a true visual of what's real. When people are tempted, when they feel like they're failures, when they feel like their life isn't going nowhere, they don't have a true picture of how it really is. If you're a businessman and you're not making ends and you're growing in debt, God knows what needs to change and how to do it. And it can be so stressful. It'll absorb the energy out of your life. And what people do, they put God on the... They struggle to make ends meet with the wisdom that they have, and they're not receiving the life of God. Even when they go to church, they're thinking about what they got to do next week. Now, I know how it is. That's how life is sometimes. Sometimes you're in a situation and it seems like there's no end to this thing. And you're driven to do something drastic. At your weakest point, the enemy will always try to drive you to do something drastic. Now, it's not always sin. It could be getting another loan. Do something drastic. It could be bankruptcy. Do something drastic. Sell your dream car. Do something drastic. Why not go to the Lord and ask Him for wisdom? Now, if you do this, if you choose to do what I'm saying, follow the peace, worship God, you got to break some yokes first. Worship God, get the mind of Christ by studying the Word, feed on the Word of God for a while. Receive His Word and ask Him to help you. But you got to get at peace first. If you don't get it in peace, even if He answers you, you'll look at things the way you see them, and your people always do what they trust the most. They always do what they trust the most. You have to receive God's word, and God will gain rapport with you. You'll get to a point where you trust what He's saying. And if you do what He's saying, your problem will be solved. He will show you how to do it the best way. He'll show you the options you already have. You already have options, and the Lord will expose them to you and show you the opportunity and the road to take. Now, as we follow Jesus, He's the narrow path. He's the only way out of this world. The narrow path is as wide as Jesus' wide open arms, and the rest of the world is the wide path. Now, learning God's word and how the kingdom works, it's your responsibility to learn, but do it in His strength. Whatever you do, do it in His strength, and never do anything out of vainglory. The enemy will always win if we try to save face. Sometimes you got to say, Lord, I don't know what I'm doing. And when you know you don't know what to do, it's all right. You're just in a situation. You're still made in God's image. You still can have the mind of Christ. You still can learn how to kill this problem, this Goliath in your life that don't supposed to be there. And the Lord will show you how to do the whole thing. Whether to reinvest in the business, start a new one, get a job and supplement it. He'll show you the options you already have. Prosperity happens. Everything of God comes to us in seed form. When He gives men millions of dollars, you know, God has rules to the way he does what you sow, you will also reap. And he will put you in a position to sow and reap. And, you know, modern day preachers will say, give it to the church. That's one aspect, but not all the aspects of sowing. And we'll cover that too. But look, this is more than just giving to a church and blessing the ministry somewhere. Prosperity comes in seed form. Most of the time when God give a person millions of dollars, I'm talking about in the business world, He give them an idea. And they have to be faithful with it. You know, I was watching that show on the History Channel, Foods That Made America. You know, when the man came up with the Milky Way, he made a candy bar to compete with the Hershey bar. And it was thicker. It was shorter, but thicker, and it tasted good. When he knew he had the right taste, he knew he had the right formula, and they went with it. Same thing with the Three Musketeers bar. God will give you an idea. Now you got to work the idea. It's not always easy. You got to find a way to manage and bring this idea to life. This takes effort. This takes time. You know, Bird's Eye found a way to flash freeze food and keep the nutrients inside, and he patented his idea. And he marketed, he believed in it. He didn't give up on it. And he sold frozen foods first to restaurants, and then as refrigerated cars were able to haul it, he, he was able to transport his frozen goods. So this is what you have to do. You have to work the idea. You have to believe in the idea. You have to take what God give you and make it grow. Now, the Lord will give you, he can show you the format. He can show you the golden opportunities that you already have. Everybody, while you're trying to build your life and build your business, or whatever God has given you to do, the ministry, write a book, publish it, whatever you're doing, you have to find your path. Who will help you? But remember, when the Lord, every time the Lord allows somebody to help him financially, first of all, they got it honestly. He doesn't, you know, I don't remember when the Lord, he doesn't want the riches of evil men. When Samuel, when Saul was supposed to destroy the Amalekites, kill all the Amalekites, the young, the old, the babies, the men, everybody, and the king, and their animals, and their goods. Nothing was supposed to be taken from that evil generation. And Saul let his soldiers have the livestock, let them have some of the riches, and he kept the king from prison. And God fired him, raised up a king that was better than him. If we're wholehearted about the things of God, you do exactly what he say, and whatever God say do is for a grand reason, it's for a very good reason. And you're gonna have to trust him. God doesn't receive money from the evil men. When the rich young ruler, Jesus told him to, if you want to be perfect, he said, sell all you have, give to the poor, and come and follow me. He asked him to, see, he was a kind of person that God blessed because he got his money the right way. That's why the Lord said, sell all you have, give to the poor, come and follow me. His finances would have mounted up exponentially. He would not have been able to go broke like he thought in his mind. And he would have said, he would have gave us a thriving example. He was the one person that Jesus chose to do this. And he failed. He could have gave every generation from his day to now an example of what happens when you obey God with money you earn correctly. But he walked away sorrowful because he was very wealthy. And people take that as a thing. You think that God wants you to be poor. He does not want you to be poor because you got to go back to the beginning. He said, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, have dominion over it. Everything that God does the same thing. It starts out in seed form. And you choose to be fruitful. You multiply. As a way of life, as a way of life, and you give. Now first, before you can give like preachers want you to do, first you have to earn it correctly. Don't steal it, don't loaf on your job and give God grudgingly 10%. Earn the money. David said that I will give God nothing, that I will not give God something that costs me nothing. Don't be ridiculous. I wrote a word called Don't Be Ridiculous one time. And it was talking about these things. People want to bless God, give God something, and they went to sleep on the job, had a watch out man so they could take a nap. They didn't get the money honestly. Then they want to give God 10%. They think they're doing that. That's not the way to do it. Do right. Live the life that God can bless. If you're working as unto God, spiritual wealth is always forming on your life. It's always mounting up on your life. When you work hard and you pay tithes in the right spirit, your tithe is your worship. And then God can bless you. Work as unto God. Then God can bless you and give you promotions and cause you to be an asset to the company and not a problem. People represent God so sloppily. And all they have to do is choose to do what's right. And as you choose to do what's right, and you're doing all you know, the enemy's trying to tear your life down and give you false concepts to worry you. See, when you worry, that's a restriction. It absorbs the strength of your life. You have to learn to not worry and believe in what you're doing and stick with it. It's easier to be motivated when you're making money and you don't have the pressure of finances. But all the wise businessmen, they always make good decisions that they know will work. They don't always make the best ones, but with God's help, with God's guidance, you learn to do things in His strength, not yours, His strength. You learn to make sober decisions as a way of life. And you learn to receive what He's saying. You learn to have faith in what He's saying by receiving what He's saying. And the way you hear what He's saying is fill your heart with God's Word. Read the Word. If you want to, you can start with the problem at hand. But don't focus on the problem. Focus on the Word. That's the secret. There is a secret place, and the reason it's a secret place is because most people don't persevere to find it. The secret place is when you draw near to the Lord, the things you learn in His presence. That's why I said, Lord, I want you to teach me how to live out there in life just like I am in this prayer room. In the prayer room, I felt invincible. I felt like I could do anything because I was with Him. I was in His presence. I felt powerful. I felt undefeatable. I felt like He was with me, and I felt His protection. I sensed it. And then I asked Him, I said, I like this. I don't know how to be like this on my own. Teach me how to live just like this out there, at work, at school, wherever I'm at. And I got out to Him about it. I wanted to learn this. I was very sincere. And when I told my pastor at that time, he said, oh, you got to come off the mountaintop. People expect to be normal. Stop expecting to be what you see every day, normal. Rise above the snake line. There are snakes out there. Rise above the snake line. There are serpents. There's false information. Rise above it and live like God. Live like God has blessed you to live. It's your heritage. Walking by faith, if you can trust God and take Him at His word, you can rise above the snake. You can live high above what's normal. Learn to make godly decisions. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct your path. There are seven manifestations that the Holy Spirit will manifest Himself to you in your life. He's the Spirit of truth. Whatever He tell you, it's true. The Spirit of the Lord, He's telling the truth. The Spirit of wisdom, counsel. The Spirit of understanding, and might, and knowledge, and of the fear of the Lord. Isaiah 11 shows us the seven manifestations of the Holy Spirit. This is how He is. You will learn to do things in His strength. The Word of God will help you do things in His strength. You will see how to do things in His strength. You will enjoy doing things in His strength. It takes all the stress and pressure off your life. He will guide you in every way. You're going to love it. And it's good, folks. You're going to enjoy what he shows you. There will be no pressure on your life as you follow him. And he'll show you the options you already have. Continually. Not just one day. But see, every time he shows you something, you're getting somewhere. You're gaining ground. And you're learning. Expect this, because God loves you. Now, I happen to be out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. In every detail, he'll give you wisdom. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.